All these houses getting more expensive, it adds up. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Home prices are going up, and here's by how much when you add up the increase in value in all those houses and apartments. The new calculation shows the housing market is now worth $2.4 trillion more in just a year. That's $2.4 million. Homes in the suburbs went up 5.5%, more than homes downtown. Here's Marketplace's Elizabeth Trovall.
It's good to be a suburban homeowner right now, and there are a lot of them, says Redfin's Chen Zhao, folks who locked in low interest rates during the pandemic and...
Even if they were called back to the office, you know, are working in a hybrid situation where they're spending less time in the office.
She says increases in suburban home values are here for a while as newcomers to the burbs stay put.
The lock-in effect, I think, there is stronger than in non-suburban places, not just because they have a low interest rate, but also just because people moved so recently.
Suburban home values may be increasing more than homes in urban areas on the whole, but proximity to city centers still matters, says Nicholas Skoulis with housing data firm Zonda.
We see sales and price appreciation both drop off pretty substantially after the 25-mile mark.
He says suburban homeowners still want to be close to downtown amenities. I'm Elizabeth Trovall for Marketplace.
In the last 6 weeks, Apple stock has fallen 13%, unlucky 13. Investors are worried about a number of challenges facing the iPhone maker. Year to date, Apple shares are underperforming compared to other big tech firms in the so-called Magnificent Seven. Marketplace's Nova Safo has more.
Top of mind for investors are slowing iPhone sales in China and a big change in Europe. Apple has lost market share in the world's second largest economy, now trailing in fourth place behind Chinese smartphone makers, including a resurgent Huawei. Concerning because the iPhone is Apple's key source of revenue. Meanwhile, the company is releasing updates to its mobile operating system and app store, effective in Europe, to comply with new regulation requiring so-called digital gatekeepers to make it easier for rival apps and services to compete on their platforms. These changes could cut into Apple's services revenues. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
Time to take the Economic Pulse views on money, markets, careers, leadership from a variety of perspectives. Today, a reminder about the power of educators. The hours are ridiculous. In some states, the pay is awful, but we all have a teacher or three who changed the course of our lives. Mrs. Abbott, biology, Waterville High, I'm thinking of you. And here's another who makes a difference, director of an award-winning college band in Texas who grew up in Louisiana.
My name is Timmy Zachary. I'm the director of bands at Prairie View A&M University. My band career is stellar. I truly stand on the shoulders of giants. And the strange thing is I can remember every band director I've ever had. And of course, there are those that are standouts. When I was young, my ideas of what I wanted to be were so limited. And they were limited by my environment. It lived in extreme poverty for generations. And it was normal. That was the order of the day. It wasn't until I met Cottrell Wren that I realized, and he helped me to realize, you can do anything that you want to do. You just have to be willing to do the work in order to get it done. You know, there were so many moments that I look back in my life now and I think, I don't know many people that would have gone to the depths that he went to in order to make sure that we were all always okay. He had this thing about saving, and he had a chart in his studio. And every time that he would make a deposit, he'd make sure that we saw that he was writing down that he made that deposit. And he had a goal at the very end. And that was teaching us financial security in an era where we had no money. No one around us had money. But he was showing us that when you do get money, this is what you need to do with it. And Mr. Wren had such an impact on me as a person that I named both my sons after my favorite trumpet players. As weird as that sounds, my oldest son, his name is Miles Davis Zachary. And my youngest son is Azai Cottrell Zachary, named after Cottrell Wren. And that truly has influenced the way I direct my students. I owe a lot to my upbringing in Alexandria. I owe a lot to my family. I owe a lot to people who were not in my family, who invested in me to make sure that I saw myself as more than a day laborer or something that, you know, was normal in my town. That was the epitome of success. There's no note, there's no show, there's no rehearsal, there's no performer that's more important to me, especially in the hard luck cases, as seeing a person go across the stage and get a degree. To me, that is the ultimate gratification in this job, to be able to help someone to help themselves, especially those who come here and they were like I was in middle school. They had no direction. The only things they thought of about doing were things that were not going to help them live long or even sustain their life. But when they come here and they're surrounded by success and they're surrounded by professors who want them to be successful, that even though they come from some of the worst case environments and all these things, and we have students that come from the best, but those students to me, I hold the dearest. Those that were not going to succeed, but in spite of themselves, they do. There's nothing more joyful than that to me.
Timmy Zachary, director of bands at Prairie View A&M University in Texas. The band is the PVAMU Marching Storm. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.